The Torah beginning Parashat Devarim begins, El Devarim HaShadivim Moshe, Akol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said these words as a Parashat begins to all of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi, quoting the Sefri, Ilo Hechich Mektasen, had he not gathered together all of Klal Yisrael, Hoya Elu Shebishuk Oimrim, those who had not attended the speech would have said, Atem Hoyisem Shoimim Miben Emrim, if you would have heard from Moshe, you heard Moshe Rabbeinu's words, but you didn't respond to him. However, ilu hayunu sham, had we been there, hayunu meshiv Moshe, we would have what to say to him. So that's why it says the Sefri, lachach konsum kulam, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them all together. V'amlam arei kulchem kan, you're all here. Akom mishyesh le tshuva yoshev. And the question that the Sefer Megid Yosef asks is that if indeed there were individuals who had what to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then why didn't they say it? The claim was that if we would have been there, we would have said what we had to say. But there was nobody had anything to say. And he answers that indeed, if the people who were that not there had only heard when Moshe Rabbeinu had to say from a third party, not from him himself, that maybe they would have had what to say. But because it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was the one that said what he had to say, so when Moshe Rabbeinu says it, it's an entirely different experience. And what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, Advar Hayotzim and Aleif, they're so sincere. And therefore, nechnasim lalev, everyone who heard what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say knew that this is what we have to hear. And therefore, who says it and how it's said is critical in the accepting of when something is said. And that's why the Torah HaKadosh says Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need to have everyone there. Because when everyone is there and they hear it directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, they will be able and ready to accept. So how does one accomplish that? How does one accomplish that he has what to say and everybody is going to be ready to hear and accept what he has to say? So Shaul Salanta used to say, the pasuk says, Hachiach Tachiach Es Amisecha. And we know, he says, that whenever the Torah uses the word S, we find very often in Shas that the word S is here to mimar, but to include someone else. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salam, Tachiach, Tachiach, Es Amisecha, the S comes to speak to yourself. And if you, when you're speaking, don't only think that the person to whom you're speaking needs to hear what you have to say, but that you yourself also have to hear what you have to say. If a person speaks in a way that even he is ready to accept what has to be said, then it's going to be more powerful. It's well known that the two brothers, the Noam Elimelech, the Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk, and his brother, the Rebbe Rav Zisha, would go on Golus. They would go different places to strengthen people, to see what's going on, and to strengthen and see what needs to be stronger in Klal Yisrael. When they came somewhere and they saw that something needs to be strengthened, he used to say, one brother would turn to the other brother and say to the other brother, how come and why are you not strong in this issue? The person who really needed to hear what was being said and wasn't spoken to directly, but because he heard what had to be said and like that, he got the message, but not in a direct way. That's when the Teichacha has much more power. And that's what we find in this week's Parsha with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak in any direct fashion. And this is something that is critical, that when somebody is trying to say something to somebody else, to say it in a way that will not hurt the person to whom he's speaking to. And that's what we know the halacha is, that it always has to be Yamin Mekarev and Smol Doichem. And we're used to believing that Yamin Doichem and Smol Mekarev means that there should be a mixture. There has to be the part that you try to make them feel good, and it's Smol Doichem, and then you have the part that is a little stronger. But the Tver Shloima says that's not Psat, the Min Doichem and Smol Mekarev. He says what it means to say is that when somebody has to say something to someone else, the first thing is always Yamin Mekarev. He should say it in a positive way. And hopefully that will accomplish the goal. Only after one sees that he attempted with the Yamin Doicha and it didn't work, then it should be small Mekarev. Then only should it be small Doicha that he has to go with a little stronger approach. Moreover, it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal Mishnah Tav Zvav, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer, Yichi Kvoy Talmidcha Chava Lakashecha. When you are talking to a Talmud and you're trying to say something that he has to strengthen himself, then what has to be done is that you have to build into yourself and connect a relationship between you and the person, a connection that you're speaking to, a connection of love. It has to be only if you've created a connection of love. And that's why it says, if you should not look at the person to whom you are speaking to as a bal chait, as a person does an aveira. On the contrary, you should connect to the person to whom you are speaking with tremendous love, and not view him in any way as a person who's a bal aveira. Only when you have created that kind of a relationship are you able to have a chance of being successful at what you say to him. And another very interesting point that I saw from the Michsa Loza in his Sefer Divrei Torah. He says it's well known that whenever a Rav gives a drasha and tells people what to do, a Rosh Yeshiva, the Minig Olam, the custom is that one ends the drasha with a bracha. So he says, it's well known that Taisha says at the end of Masech Tanida, as we finish Shas, that it's appropriate when you finish a Shas, you end Shas with something positive. But here, he's just saying a drasha. And why would you need to end with a bracha? And he quotes a medrash in this week's parasha, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ben Ohoil V'Kibbol Aleim Tachachoschem, you've given them Musa, you tell them what they need to be better. Tzarech Atel Avarchem, you have to give a bracha. And he says, and the Medrash says it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ulamechem Yinaim, if the Mechichem, the person who give Musa, want this to be a pleasant experience, V'aleim, it's important to the people whom they speak to, Tovei Berchas HaToiv. If we want to create a positive relationship, as we're discussing, and that relationship should be a relationship that should be able to accomplish something, the most important thing is that Al Vaneim Tovei Berchas HaToiv. If you, as you speak to them, give them a bracha of Toiv, you bless them that they should have hatzlocha or anything else that they need. So that creates a very positive relationship between the speaker and the one who's being spoken to. And when we have that positive relationship created between these two individuals, then the words that the speaker said will have the ability to make a difference.